bitch. Shane.
Shane. Let's get it.
We are back to the podcast. At it again, another Friday. This is a very special Friday. You guys are listening on St. Patty's Day. Shout out Papa Castro. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Papa Castro. And fuck the Chicago River for being green.
What the fuck? Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at 2Deep Podcast. We got an interesting beer today. Something I need, because to be honest, I'm a little tired. I'm getting a little sleepy right now.
I'm not tired. I'm 4 espressos deep in the day.
All right, well, this is technically going to be number 5. We got Cape May Coffee Stout.
But the question is, does this have caffeine, right? We're both coffee guys.
Well, the companies aren't entitled to put that it has caffeine. If it says brewed with coffee beans, then yes. Profile. Bacon and eggs and burger and fries are perfect pairings. But perhaps the best pairing of them all is coffee and stout. Cape May Coffee Stout is a dark, roasty, and slightly malty brew conditioned on a select coffee blend crafted by a brewer. So there has to be some form of caffeine in
Well,
there.
We'll be getting some more of that.
Let's crack them
crack
open.
The bastard open.
We've been having cans after cans.
I mean, hey, this is not like I was. Cheers. I'll tell you. I was really going. We'll comment on this in a second. This wouldn't have been the beer of choice today if I found a smaller pack than a 30 of Busch Lights. I was really going for Busch Lights.
No way that you, the way, actually, never mind.
Why?
Nothing. I was brain farting, but yes.
No, I was going for Busch Lattes. I was really feeling the Busch Lattes, but then.
We gotta have it this season.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, we've been putting it off.
Other shit beer we haven't had.
Have we had Natty?
Pointed out. We had Natty.
I forgot.
Coors Light.
Oh yeah, we have.
We haven't had Coors.
You know what kind of Coors Light we gotta have though? We gotta have the one in like that fucking bottle thing. You know what I mean?
No.
Like the ones they sell at the games.
Like the koozie?
Is that what it's called? What's a koozie?
A koozie is the thing you put around a beer can.
No.
Make sure your hands aren't.
It's like basically it's a like pussy the half for beer. The half bottle, half can. You know what I'm saying with the fucking twist off? Look it up.
Half bottle.
Look up
half
Coors can. Light. Coors Light Stadium bottle. Just go to the fucking. What the fuck? Yeah, those right there.
This?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
The aluminum, I don't even know what that is.
It's just an aluminum can, but it's a twist off.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I don't know.
But back to what we're looking at here. New Jersey proud. I wouldn't be proud. No, I'm just kidding.
You want to know what my issue with this is?
What?
Two things.
I have also have an issue with this beer.
Number one, the flavor's weak. The flavor's definitely weak. Like a little too weak for my liking. I want more. Two, I don't think there's enough coffee. I think I'm getting
kind
stout.
Kind of the same thing.
I'm getting like stout. Like I'm getting the stout, but it's a light stout and I'm not getting the coffee. You know?
I think that the flavors are clashing. They don't blend well together. Listen, our number one rated beer is a coffee flavored beer. So that is the bar that this beer is being held to. And I felt like with the Kentucky barrel that the two flavors meshed with each other well. They went with each other well. It was smooth together. But to your point, I agree. You definitely get the coffee. Don't get me wrong. But it is light and bitter. Almost like a very diluted coffee. And the stout, like you said, it's kind of overbearing in a way.
Yeah, I don't get enough coffee for my liking.
It's not horrendous.
It's not bad.
But again, it's got a tough cookie to crack. The number one spot is, that's the standard. And this just ain't that. I have my rating.
All right, ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
5, 7.
Wow. A full point spread. 5?
Yeah.
I think 5, it's starting to get kind of bad.
I'll tell you why I'm that low. Because I'm getting too much. Paul is also
putting a low ranking based off of my comments last week.
No, I'm not. It has nothing to do with that. No, dude, I'm getting almost like watery.
It is. That's why.
That's why I'm not.
It is kind of watery. Yeah.
Whenever I get like watery in my beer, it drops significantly. You know, I mean, yeah. I'm still probably gonna
drink. He's definitely this, gonna pipe this.
But still, dude, you know, like, this ain't it.
Paul, you got anything interesting for the people? Give them like a little, just a little. We're not gonna talk about it. Just a little splash, just some controversy, maybe. What's going on in your mind?
Yeah,
right,
I saw
now?
Something. Recently, this had to do with. No, I don't want to go that route. I was gonna talk about. I'm a New York Jets fan. Rodgers might go to the New York Jets, but. No one gives a shit about that because it's probably not going to happen. The Jets,
my Jets are always going to be pathetic. Nobody cares about the NFL.
So I'm not going to talk about it, right? That's what I just said.
Moving on.
Yeah, so basically, I found out that January 6th now was all set up.
What's January 6th?
It's the day where they stormed the Capitol.
Okay.
It was all a setup. I was finding this out the other day. I was going down a rabbit hole. The CIA was ordered to destroy over 300 pieces of evidence that point at... high officials were ordered to destroy 300 pieces of... Over 300 pieces of evidence that point to the CIA and FBI coordinating the effort to... to make January 6th happen. Not to say that everyone involved in January 6th wasn't.
What?
Yes.
Did you just say?
Yeah, the CIA coordinated January 6th.
To get rid
of
documents that
January 6th? No. Wait, you missed what I said. The CIA... No, there's a high official in the government who was ordered by the CIA to get rid of... over 300 pieces of evidence that point to the CIA that they were the cause and the coordinators of January 6th.
What the fuck are you talking about, Paul?
You want to be...
You're speaking about a redundancy.
No, I'm saying this.
Listen, this is what you're saying.
The CIA... All right, you want me to... All right.
You've explained it twice now, and you said the same thing twice.
The CIA is telling people to get rid of... is telling a high government official to get rid of evidence to cover their own asses. That's what they're doing.
But you're saying that January 6th was a setup. Why was it a setup?
Because the CIA wanted to make Trump look bad.
So
right?
Okay, so and they then, weren't storming the Capitol in order to... destroy documents.
It was all a setup.
And now you're saying
to make it look like a coordinated effort by Trump and by conservatives.
Yes.
Right? And the Republican Party. That's why you see stuff like Kamala Harris and Biden and all these like high officials saying comparing January 6th to 9/11, which is absolutely absurd.
Okay.
Thousands of people died.
I get your point.
Right.
Now.
Right. So they're trying to tie that. They basically made this happen.
How do you know that they're destroying those documents?
What do you mean? How do you know?
How,
because
like,
this
how
is all coming out in court now.
Oh, it's coming
during these
out
hearings.
Court?
Yeah, hearings? But they're not talking about it they're not talking about it in mainstream media because, you know, why would they talk about that, right? no one would talk, because they're not going to expose themselves. Because it's this, the classic. It's the same thing with, like, the fucking Ghislaine
Maxwell. Liberals would be all over that.
What do you mean liberals would be all over that? No, the point is liberals would be, don't want to see that, because they wanted to blame it on conservatives. And people like Alex Jones. And
or
like
anybody.
That
anybody,
whole thing. There's actually video. There's a video that surfaced that was shown recently of Alex Jones screaming out to the protesters to be peaceful. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal posted, and the New York Times posted articles about Alex Jones being one of the at the forefront of stirring up the pot and causing people to run. Now there's video evidence.
He could have been doing of Alex Jones.
No, but yes. No, he wasn't, because also, like, I've followed Alex Jones. Don't get me wrong. He's crazy. He's absolutely crazy, and I've said before that I think that he does it, I follow him facetiously, but there are things that Alex Jones has been always against violence, right, and war. Why, as a conservative, would you want to attack police? That's never been, like the conservatives have always supported the police.
Okay.
And have been against, like, the argument that was being put against, like, the insurrectionists, as they call them, the people that stormed the Capitol. The argument against them was that, oh, you know, they were attacking Capitol Police and all this stuff. And when in reality, like, why would that, that's never been, like, a conservative thing to do. You know, the conservatives always supported the police, right? So why would that be a thing? Now, there's video that has surfaced of Capitol Police actually escorting groups of people into the Capitol, right? Because this was all, like, a setup. It was all meant, like, I mean, there was CIA operatives that were mixed into the crowd that were meant to wind people up. Obviously, there's other people, like the guy with the bullhorn and stuff, who's like a schizophrenic or whatever.
Yeah.
Who like there's a couple people, that were mixed into the crowd. Yeah, there's gonna be crazies, right? Yeah, of course. There's crazy QAnon people that are schizophrenic and ran into the Capitol because, I mean, the Capitol Police were permitting it. That's what was going on, you know? I mean, people have to remember, there was millions of people there that day. Millions of people didn't get into the Capitol. Millions of people didn't storm the Capitol. A lot of people came, watched Trump and those Republican leaders talk, and then left. And that was it. It's and just that what was on it's camera. All set up. It was all a setup. There was CIA sex operatives also involved.
Oh my goodness.
This is all kind of coming out now, but we can't talk about it because
we'll get shot.
We'll be called racist and anti America. You know?
It wouldn't be the first controversial thing said on Too Deep, but at the same time, interesting little segment there called Into the Mind of Paul. January 6th edition. Now, I had this planned. I don't normally plan for a podcast. We usually fuck around, but I had a good idea.
Wait, can I just say a disclaimer one more about that really quickly?
About what?
About what January I just 6th? Said. Yeah, I actually have not seen any of that evidence. I just wanted to make the last part of it interesting. but this is like alleged stuff. So I just wanted to bring it up.
Hearsay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not going to say that I believe it or do not believe it. I just wanted to bring it up. Do your own research. Look into it. But
get back to us.
You know, yeah, I hope that one day I make it so that that all gets... this podcast makes it so that that all gets, like, snipped into clips and I get in lots of trouble. But all right, continue.
Regardless, I think there's a lot worse things they can clip than what you just said. Anyway, on that note.
Yeah.
I have an idea, right? So I built a topic. I have an idea for another topic. But it's not really a topic, it's just like an episode. What if we had an episode where we lined up callers? People called in, and they just... We call the episode From the Deep. Even though I know that was the episode title for Jose,
yeah,
it won't say featuring Jose, so it's a different episode.
From the Deep.
From the Deep. And basically they call in, and they could say whatever they want, and we talk about it. They could bring a topic. They could come in here and curse us out.
It's kind of like radio when they get exactly. when you get called in. It's like
exactly.
I just want to say fuck Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I'm on board with
if
that.
You guys we just are have down for callers. That, if you guys are down for that,
just we'd have comment. To coordinate a time, though. You know.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. We'd figure out the specifics
we'd
later.
We'd have to get in contact with individuals. You know.
Maybe no, we'd have like a sign up sheet. You know, a call every 10 minutes. Or a call every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Call every 5 minutes. People would sign up for time slots. They'd just call us at that time.
We have to like. We're because of the reach of our audience, we're probably going to have to reach out to people.
We'll see. We'll make some story posts. We'll see who bites. Maybe, like, we'll be like, yo, DM us if you want to be a caller. And here's what we could do. We could, like, sit down and us two just have these calls and let them run for however long they are. And then we tell the next person, okay, you can call us now. And then what I can do is I can just go back and clip it so when the first conversation ends, it picks up with the second call. You know, so we don't have to bullshit filler in between when that conversation ends and the next call happens. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out specifics later.
All right, yeah.
But that's in the works.
Yeah. I'm with that.
For this episode, I had an interesting thought. And Paul, based off of some things he saw and my reaction, what I was doing, he came up with a guess. And his guess is actually what I based this on, but it was not actually correct. Okay. Paul's guess was, how much money would you need to do a certain action, right? Let's just say, how much money would you need for somebody to fucking snap your, break your kneecaps?
Yeah.
Type shit. I don't like that question. Because it's easy just to put an astronomical number on it. No, like, yeah. How much money would it take? Fucking give me $100 million. I'll let you break my kneecaps for $100. But that's, like, weird. So I tried to change it a little bit. And I set dollar amounts. And within those dollar amounts, I have certain actions. Would you do those actions for said dollar amounts? And I have different groups ranging from $10 all the way to $1 million. And you, as you can imagine, probably it gets worse as we go down the line.
Okay.
So while I'm doing this, you can feel free to insert something else in there. These okay. are just, I came up with about 5 each per category.
5 each per, like, dollar amount?
Per dollar amount.
Okay. What or so it's what would you do for $10?
Would you do this for $10?
Okay, okay. All right, I got it. Let's go.
Cuz there's a lot of things I would do for $10.
All right, let's see.
But this is an easy one, right? $10.
Now, let me
not a lot of money, not a lot of flexibility.
Instantly, I'm going to say right
thoughts?
Away.
What are your thoughts?
For $10, there is not a lot of stuff I would do for $10 because it's not enough. I will throw away as bad as this is. I will throw away $10 very easily. Which means if this is a slight inconvenience,
which could get you out of some of these situations.
It depends. It depends if like I would want to inconvene myself. We'll see.
I'm testing the waters here.
All right. Let's hear it.
Would you let somebody stick you with a push pin? One of those things they do on the cork boards. Just pop.
For $10?
$10.
No.
No?
No, I'm not doing that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not
I would do that for $10.
No. Not for 10.
Just like in the thigh. No. In the thigh. The nope. meatiest part of your body.
Nope.
Not for real?
That. Yeah. It's, no, I wouldn't do that.
Wow, I feel like this is going to be a very interesting.
Well, when the money gets episode. Higher, then I'm.
We'll
then
see,
I'm,
exactly.
Yeah, it's different. $10 is not
would
enough.
Would you let somebody. Would you let me slap your face?
For $10?
$10. And no. I rip that shit.
No.
No?
$10, no. I'm not doing that for $10. It's ten. Like I said, there's not... Like, it's an inconvenience. No, I'm not doing it.
Okay. Would you snort a line of garlic powder for $10? Free. Cash is right there. In all these situations, the cash is right next to you. You do the action, you take the money, you walk away.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
You'll do it? Thank God. That I could
do for $10.
10 beans.
I've snorted, like those kinds of, like, weird things. Remember we used to do that at the fucking restaurant?
For free. Yeah. Just for everybody to laugh
at. That's when we're, like, young and stupid, you know? But, like, no, yeah, I would do it for $10. That's the thing, yeah.
All right. Would you watch 10 hours of screaming goat videos?
For $10? No.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad
That's
one.
Ridiculous,
that's
dude.
Ridiculous. What about 1 hour? Let's change that to 1 hour. 1 hour straight.
Just staring at the
screen? You have to stare at it. You have headphones on. No distractions. 1 hour. 10 hours is a bit much for 10.
No, because that's... Dude, I'm wasting an hour of my day sitting there for $10. Why not just go... I would rather spend $10 than make $10 in that case. Right. You know?
And finally, would you let somebody shit on your chest? And I'm talking like it's like a big dude.
For $10.
10 beans.
Obviously,
Baseline. That's all we're doing right now. We're setting a baseline.
No, now you go down the list and you give me yours.
I would let somebody stick a pushpin. I wouldn't let somebody slap my face. I'd snort the garlic powder and I'd watch the screaming goat video. I would not let somebody shit on my chest for $10.
So you're at $30, I'm at $10.
Should we keep that?
Yeah, let's we should keep track.
I mean, these values are insignificant.
I've made $10 from this video.
PK, he's at $10. Caruso, $30.
Here you go.
I'm up right now.
Yeah, you are up. Right. I'm not going to treat this as a competition.
Do you have any before we continue for 10? You could say no.
No, because $10 is like, come on, man.
All right.
You know?
Next category, multiple of 10, $100.
Okay.
Stepping it up a little bit.
$100. Now this is like a... This is an significant amount. This is an amount where I could be like, okay, like, yeah, I can make a buck here. What is this, you know? What's going on?
Would you let somebody knock you out? Lights out. Like Conor McGregor steps up, knocks you out. One punch. You just stand there and take it.
No. Not for 100.
Would you walk into like a nice restaurant and just walk into the middle of the restaurant and just scream, I have a boner! $100.
No, because I care about like my public image. Yeah.
You fly to the randomest restaurant. This is not your local pub, Blue 42.
No, I like going to nice places and I care about like how I act.
Okay,
so
okay. Would you slap a security guard in the face? You walk up to a club. Bouncers there, slap, and you're insured, you're allowed to make a getaway. You could sneak him and run, and you got $100.
If I was drunk
there's
enough.
There's a car waiting 100 yards away from you.
No, because I won't risk assault.
You're such a pussy, man.
Charges.
All right, would you fart in Christina's mouth? And she's not willing. This is somehow you snuck her.
Yeah,
you guys
would.
You guys are cuddling
on
the couch.
Fart.
You get up like
you're going
to the bathroom.
Well, I would fart in her face. I would fart in her face, yeah. Yeah, I would.
And would you let
That's fucked up. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, that one, yeah. All right. It's a Benji.
No.
That's a Christina,
that's
yes.
That's a Benji. This
guy. Yeah, for that, yeah. All right.
Okay. And finally.
And I, no, wait. And let me, I'll put one in right now. I'll take a fart in my face from her for $100.
That's easy, though.
In my face for 100. That's 100%. Easy. And if she found out, I guarantee you she'd be like, okay, yeah, for $100, why
not? No, in all these situations that involve other people, they do not know you're in it for money. Okay, you might be able to explain it afterwards.
I'll get into a lot of trouble. But yeah, no, I'll do it for 100. Yeah.
But you can't fart and be like, it was for 100, yeah, it was for 100. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to live it.
All right, yeah.
All right. Finally, would you let somebody shit on your chest?
No, not for 100, no.
All right. Me?
Yeah, go down the list.
I wouldn't get knocked out either. I would scream, I have a boner. I would slap a security guard in the face. I would fart in Andrea's mouth. And I would not get shit on the chest. So I'm at $330. Paul's at $110.
Again, it's 1 in 3.
Again. We'll see where we go from here.
Do you already know like what your answers are to these?
I mean, I didn't give them too much thought. I just kind of was coming up with stuff. Maybe for some of them, yeah. Next category. Again, multiple of 10. $1,000. Cash.
One band.
$1,000 bills sitting in front of you.
All right, let's hear it.
Number one. Would you let somebody break your finger? The medical bills also would be paid for.
Reimbursed.
Would be paid for. You just have to deal with the broken finger. And it's your dominant hand pointer finger.
Ooh.
Because if it's your pinky, I would fucking do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. Pointer finger of your dominant hand. $1,000. $1,000.
Yeah, I would do it, I think. I think for $1,000 I would. Which, it sucks, but how long's the recovery for that?
Let's look that up. I don't know. I mean, it also depends on the severity of the break, but let's just say you have a trained professional that knows how to basically snap your finger like it's a twig. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well,
so it's a clean break. Clean break. How long does a clean break in the finger take to heal? 6 to 8 weeks. 3 to 4 months before full strength. We could probably chalk that down to 2 months full strength because we're elite.
6 to 8 weeks? I mean, yeah, why not?
That's why not, nice, right?
Right? Oh, no.
No?
Actually, no. 6 to 8 weeks, no, because I realize, like, if I'm working, like, I'm comparing that to the amount I make now, and this would severely hinder you. Hinder me.
So, I kind of had that situation with my finger, except the only good part about it was that the pain is only on the top. I didn't have really any pain. I had some pain.
When you fucked up your
finger. When I fucked up my finger on the cyclone. Yeah, I realize I'm pointing now. Which I mentioned the story of.
Yeah.
But the good part about it is the underside of my finger was fine. There was no cuts.
Yeah.
And it wasn't broken at all.
Yeah, so you could fucking type.
So I could type. Because that's very light tapping. Now, if I pressed hard on it, like on a surface, it would hurt. But just typing, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just annoying because I had this huge fucking wad of wrap around my finger. So that kind of made typing a little difficult. But I don't know, bro. $1,000.
Yeah, I'm going to say no for $1,000. I thought it through.
What's your favorite meal? This is a lead-in, by the way, if you couldn't tell.
My favorite meal is probably a filet mignon steak. Yeah.
All right. Would you take $1,000 to not eat a filet mignon steak for a year?
Yes. Easy. Done.
Easy.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Easy. Okay. Yeah. All right. I guess
I could eat around that. I like a lot of food, but I'll take, yeah.
For $1,000, would you confess to your girl you're lying? That you cheated on her. Like, you would have to come up with a ruse to make her believe and confess that you cheated on her.
I wouldn't.
But you only have to hold the act for 48 hours.
No, I wouldn't do it.
At the end of the 48 hours?
I wouldn't do it.
You especially can, you can I explain can't say, her everything.
Especially because I can't tell her that it's for money.
No. I'm saying under this circumstance, at the end of 48 hours, you can...
No, I wouldn't because we've like talked about this. We don't joke about that stuff. So, no, I wouldn't. For a thousand. So what, I only said one thing so far, right? Yeah, I would give up
the meal.
The meal.
Would you... What's your least favorite liquor?
Probably that Grim Captain Morgan rum now.
For $1,000, would you rip all in a row, you can have a chaser, 10 shots of Captain Morgan Spice rum?
Yeah, I would.
10 shots.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. I'll rip them. You're I'll fucked. Yak. I'll yak.
That's a cop out. That's, I didn't
no,
think
no,
about
no,
that.
No, 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 but
no,
no, no, no.
That's a cop out.
I'll yak.
You can bang the 10
no,
and
no,
then...
No, no, I won't pull trig right away. Like, if it makes me yak, I'll yak. Because it's probably going to make me yak. Because, like, it's, you know, like, when you just gag from having disgusting liquor.
If you throw up, you don't get the 1,000.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You're allowed to throw up when you're fucking smacked out of your mind.
I'll do it, yeah.
But fine. You can't pull trig. You can't, from the first time you take a shot, you can't throw up in the first hour.
Yeah. I'll take 1,000 for that. Yeah.
For 1,000?
It's going to be terrible, but yeah, I'll do it. For 1,000 right. bucks? Yeah.
Last one. For $1,000, would you let somebody shit on your chest?
No. Again.
Haven't reached that value yet.
No. So what's that, $2,000 I made? I
so you took 10 shots. Not eat your favorite meal.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I'm tied with you. But I would let somebody break my finger. And I would not eat my favorite meal, which is a bagel sandwich. That's heart-wrenching for me, but...
You'd give it up for a band.
A band...
You'd whatever. Probably save a
free
lot
money.
Of money, too.
Exactly. Free money. I would not say I cheated. I would not do 10 shots of my worst, which to me is, what's the fucking Jägermeister?
Really?
I would not take
wow,
10
you don't
shots
like
of Jäger. No. Because these are full shots. Oh, not
yeah.
like the little shots we pour, like a
yeah,
legal,
no, I'll,
a legal
yeah.
shot.
Yeah, I'll take my time.
And no, I'm not having somebody shit on my
especially
chest
after Lent.
Exactly. This guy's, he's waiting for the Captain Morgan. All right, anything for you in the 1,000 club?
For $1,000. Would you kiss a guy for $1,000?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, hold on. Am I making out with this dude for like 30 minutes, or is it like a peck on the lips?
No, not a peck. Like, you know, like
French
a good,
kiss.
Like a good kiss. Yeah.
For how long? 10 seconds?
Yeah, let's say 10 seconds.
That's yeah.
It. You would do it. Wow. I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Well,
and that's not. And before someone
that's
says.
Grand to me, baby.
Before someone says.
Are you not
he's
comfortable
not comfortable with
your
sexuality. No, I just don't want to do it. No, I don't. I just don't want to do it. That's it. I just don't. I don't feel like I don't. Just like I don't want to kiss a whale. I wouldn't kiss a whale
for $1,000. You wouldn't kiss a fat
no.
bitch.
Like a really ugly
like
fat
a fat
girl.
Bitch. You wouldn't
no,
French
no,
kiss.
No, I mean like
a fat girl for $1,000. That's free money, Paul.
No,
are I you serious? No. You wouldn't if you were single and you were able to just. There is a fat bitch and a guy with $1,000 in his
saying,
hand.
I'm not
he
saying,
walks up, you says, if you kiss her
fat,
for 10
I'm
seconds.
I'm not saying fat. I'm saying an ugly fat whale.
I don't care. Okay, you give me fucking Grandma Jones with Parkinson's. You have $1,000 in your hand. I'm giving that girl the biggest kiss in her fucking life.
Ow. No, I'm not doing it. No.
That's not fucking absurd, Paul.
All right. Move, carry on. 10 grand.
He guessed it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we're going
we're by up, multiples. We're going up in figure. $10,000. Now it starts... Now it starts to get vicious.
Okay.
Now it starts to get vicious. For $10,000, would you break your mother's most valuable item? I don't know if this applies to you.
I can't.
Valuable item, like, within your family. Like, if your mom doesn't have one, but you know your brother has one, you could do that. If you don't know your mom has
one, I don't even know. Like, I can't think of an item that would be considered that. Aside from, like, cars or a house. Like, which I wouldn't for 10 grand.
Talking like a family relic.
I don't know if I have any family relics. All right, let's say if my family really had one. Yes, I would. They'd be really upset at me, but yeah, I would.
You'd do it.
10 grand?
Yeah. Fuck it, right? Cash. Yeah. Non-tax either.
Yeah, I would take the 10 grand there.
Okay. Would you pick a fight with the roid head? Just some fucking jacked up, big as fuck dude at the gym. You just start fucking tearing into him looking for a fight. And, like, he'll start fighting you and people will probably break it up, but you'll get your ass whooped for a little while before a good Samaritan steps in and breaks up the fight. 10 G's, cash.
Yeah.
If he breaks anything, covered. Insurance
cover. Yeah. I'll do it for 10. For 10? Yeah.
10 G's.
10 G's, yeah. I'll do it.
And now this guy's stacking up the money. He hears the money, he's more he's more likely to do things.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, you see the change. It's a change. Like,
it's drastic. It was the 1,000 to 10,000. Yeah. That was a switch. We just started with the category. We got a few more left to go. You can't speak for 6 months. You're
not taking the 10 grand. No.
No?
No. That one, no.
Why?
Because I think talking for within 6 months is more valuable than $10,000.
Interesting. Would you go 5 rounds against Jake Paul? You have to actually try to fight him. If you get knocked out, you have to keep fighting.
5 rounds against Jake Paul.
Because then you can cop out and say you got knocked out.
With no training whatsoever.
Well, we'll give you some prep time, but it's not that much. You'll be able to get fit for maybe a month.
Yes. Because I think I get a lot of fame out of it.
What if I said it was behind closed doors? And he's coming for your head.
Yes.
You'd still do it?
Yeah, because then it's behind closed doors, so then, like, 10 grand, it doesn't... Like, that's actually more a lot of incentive, too, because then it's like, well, how much is everyone making at... Like, that's, like, a great deal. I'm getting $10,000 to fight some guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might fuck me up, but, like... Versus if it wasn't behind closed doors, like, I would be, like... I'd be actually less incentivized...
Because you think you should
get more. Because I should get more, you know? But, yeah, I'll take the 10 grand. There to fight him.
All right. Would you let somebody shit on your chest?
No. That's still
10 grand.
Not worth 10 grand for me.
You might be seeing a sequence here.
All right.
Anything for you for 10 grand? 10 grand's a lot.
Yeah, 10 grand is a
lot. So there's a lot of things I would do for 10 grand. So that's what that's like. While you think about it, let me explain.
Would you? Okay. Would you let one of your boys get beat the fuck out of? Like not killed, just like get the shit beaten out of him. But and you get $10,000 for it. So like some dude, like let's say hates your
does he
hates,
get any money?
Let's
out
say
of this?
Some dude hates me, right? Some dude, no. Let's say some dude hates me and he no. comes up to you. He's like, I just need to fuck Paul up. You get $10,000. I'm just going to beat the living shit out no. of him. And you get $10,000 for
no.
it. All right, good. Good. I wouldn't hear. All right.
Because I would feel so bad. I'd give you some of the money, so I'm not even getting 10 grand.
All right,
I might good. Get like okay. half that. All right.
All
right, so. No, that's it for the 10. Paul said he'd break the relic.
Yeah.
Did you say you get in a fight with the Roid head?
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't speak, though, but you would go 5 rounds against Jake Paul.
Yeah, so
30 grand. 30 grand. For me, I would not break my mom's most valuable item.
Okay.
Her mother's ashes. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah,
that would be... spread them.
That would be really...
No, she spread them. Let me rethink this. Okay, I would say right now my mom's most valuable item, she has these little memorabilia of my dog Macy.
Oh, okay.
Who passed away.
Yeah, you would...
I would not break that for $10,000.
Okay.
I would not do that.
I didn't mean I to laugh at, like, your grandmother's
no,
ashes
it's just
getting
funny,
spread out.
Right?
It was just funny that you, that was, like, the first thing, and then you're like, oh, wait.
She's got, like, one of these. It's like...
Oh, I
they
see.
They took a little footprint and put it in some clay before or after she died.
Really? So you wouldn't destroy that for 10
no.
grand? Wow.
Dude.
And I give can't... her yours?
It's different. It's different
okay.
stuff.
Oh, okay.
She has one. She has other stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, I would say that as a collective, like, my dog Macy's
okay, yeah.
memorabilia items.
No, you wouldn't destroy for 10
bro, okay. my mom, it made me so sad, bro, to see my mom after my dog passed away. She was literally so different. Like, this may be fucked up, but I honestly think she was more torn up when my dog died than when her mom died.
I didn't mean to laugh
just
at that either.
Just based off of, like, how she reacted. Now, there's stipulation behind that. She was obviously, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
she was very torn up about her mom, but we kind of knew it was coming, right?
Yeah, that changes.
You know
that
saying?
I was going to ask.
You know
if that was, I was going to ask the
yeah,
next
we,
thing. If, like,
we,
if
like,
you know it's coming, it's
she
nice.
Was in the hospital for a very long time. And,
yeah, it's
you know,
nice
she
time.
Was obviously very sad and depressed leading up. She was very sad and depressed afterwards. But the way that I saw my mom, like, change, like, when I first saw my mom, bro, every single conversation we had somehow looped back into Macy. Like, she would always talk about Macy. She would talk about old memories. She
yeah.
was always, she cried so easily. She was crying over, like, littler things. Like, it was make her more emotional. So,
yeah,
I couldn't do it. I could not break my mom's Macy items. I would get into a fight with a Roid head. Fuck it. I also wouldn't speak for 6 months. Because that's just 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a life.
Yeah.
I can't do that. And I would also... Honestly...
The fuck is that?
I don't know. I hear there's somebody singing, like, the national anthem. Maybe somebody's watching something.
Yeah.
Anyway. I would not go 5 rounds with Jake Paul.
Because you think you would beat the fuck out of you to the point.
Because my thing with the Roid head, I feel like I can roll and defend myself enough. Maybe he'll get one punch in, but as soon as he starts to try to, like, kill me, I can protect myself enough to where I'm not gonna get severely injured. But I feel like obviously everyone shits on Jake Paul, but in all actuality,
he's a good
fighter.
I mean, if he went the distance with Tommy Fury. Exactly. Like, he's no scrub.
He's a good fighter, and he obviously has knockout power. He'd probably knock me out, and then I'd have to get up and keep getting knocked out for five rounds. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I'm not a good boxer. I'm a good grappler.
Yeah, I'm not a good boxer, but I would just run the whole time around the ring.
I would also not let anybody shit on my chest. So I only got 10 grand. Paul got
30 G's, baby.
30 fucking grand. Wow. Just like that, Paul takes the
lead. Money talks.
Paul takes the lead. Just like that.
I mean, really, it's irrelevant. I know. It just comes down to who gets more on the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right, so now we're...
Bada boom.
100 grand.
Honey. 100 fucking $1,000,
Paul. 100 band.
There's a lot. There's a lot I would do for $100,000, bro.
But what matters are...
these five options.
All right, let's hear it.
Would you have... I know your answer. Your sex tape be released.
No. Absolutely not.
But let me add this stipulation. I don't know. I guess that changes it. I was going to say your face isn't in it.
I still wouldn't.
You would really. Still say no?
Yeah.
Even if your face wasn't in it?
Yeah. I don't...
For real?
Well, it depends. Is the partner's face in it? Yeah, no that changes it. A sex tape of you is... No, 100 grand sex tape of you...
You could. It could be you and some fucking...
Yeah, but your face has to be in it. No.
Your face has to be in it, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Because that's too easy. Yeah, your face has to be... So you say
no. I'm doing no. Yeah.
Would you run into church, right?
Yeah.
Let me just paint the picture for you, all right? You run it. You're dressed up. You got a hijab on. You got a fucking backpack on. You walk into the church in the middle of service, and you just go, "Hal Akbar!" And you just fucking throw the bag and run
no,
out.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not disrespecting my religion like that for 100 grand.
And 100,000 cash, Paul.
And wait. And
Paul,
And you know what that also is? Years behind bars. That's what that also is. Clearly,
it's just so a I'm prank. Not,
yeah, but
you're not. You don't actually still, have a bomb. That's no, you're you don't still actually do, have a
you're,
bomb.
You're still. Yeah, but you're still doing time for that.
You're not doing time for a prank like
yes,
that.
Yes, you are. You're doing time. You're doing some time. You're doing some. 100%. You're not walking out of that unscathed, because like
I'll set the same stipulation. You have a car.
I wouldn't
you have a car 100 yards away. No documentation. If you get to that car, it's a getaway.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not disrespecting my
for
own
religion. For $100,000, Paul?
No, I'm not
cash.
Doing it.
Cash. No. Untraceable, untaxable.
No, I'm not doing it.
You're so fucking stupid, bro.
You could call me stupid, but I that's stuff that I care about. No, I wouldn't do it for 100 grand. Go ahead. Next thing.
Would you rock the old head at Vishwa?
Wait,
the guy who does the announcement.
Oh, would your mommy
just fucking rock him?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, for 100 grand, yeah, I think I would.
But you're going to be doing time for that, too.
No, bro, I could just say, like, I could find a way to, like, get around that. Like, people wouldn't. I would punch him for 100 grand, yeah.
People don't understand.
And, like, I have a good... I have a really good relationship with that guy.
So this guy, right? Probably one of the, like, just, like, the granddad of all granddads. Anytime there's a Vishwa-sponsored tournament, Vishwa-hosted, I should say.
Like a Polish tournament.
Like a Polish tournament. This guy's sitting at a desk all day... commentating, live
just on,
commentating.
Just on the mic,
he's
does
got
not
name,
stop.
He's got names, he's got family memory, he's got memories, he's got this, he's got everything. I don't know anything that he's saying, Paul sometimes translates, but he's commentating non-fucking-stop.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He also does like articles in the Polish newspaper. He's a journalist. But yeah, no, I think I would punch it for $100,000. Wow. I mean, yeah.
It's crazy to see where your priorities are at, Paul. Anyway, would you live in prison for a year? Now let me set set some stipulations. I'm gonna say not a real prison where you're around other prisoners and hardened criminals and all this shit. You are in a prison-like environment. You have a cell. You have an hour of outdoor time. You get fed jail food 3 times a day. So you're living the life as a prisoner, but you're not with anybody else.
No. Can I give you my reasoning behind that?
Yeah.
And you can't change your thing now. Why would I do that instead of just be employed? And like right now at 22 years old, just make X amount less.
I guess a year.
Like I'd be making.
You're making that point.
It's one full year.
It's one full year.
I mean, yeah. Like I don't make $100,000 a year yet. Don't get me wrong, but I would still. I don't care if I don't make $100,000 a year. Even if I did make $100,000 a year after tax, like yeah, then that would obviously. But even though I don't make that much, I make less after tax. I would still rather work and live out in the free world.
What if I drop that to like 6 months? It won't change the value. I'll keep it as a year, but I'm just interested. 6 months.
Now, 22 years old.
Right now. The next 6 months of your life are in a prison-like environment.
Nope.
3 months.
Yep. I'll take the 3 months, but it doesn't matter. Count. Cause, I'll take the 3 months.
For $100,000, Paul, would you let somebody shit on your chest?
Now it's a thought.
You can see it in his facial expression.
Yeah, I would.
You would let somebody for $100,000?
$100,000, I do.
And I'm talking like this is like the big show shit.
Yeah, I would.
This isn't $100,000. Like a little petite girl taking a little dookie on
it. Yeah, I'll do it for $100,000. $100,000, yeah. Because $100,000 could get you a lot.
And you just wipe it off and take a shower.
Yeah, deal with it and shower off and you have $100,000 right there. You could do a lot with $100,000. Because you have to think, like, would you let a guy shit on your chest for, like, I mean, if let's say you go to work, you have X amount of money, how many cars can you get for $100,000? You could pretty much make a down payment on a house.
No, you can get a car and make a down payment.
You could also.
That's about it.
You can make a down payment on a to get
shit. About it. Yeah.
Yeah, to get shit on your chest.
A car fully paid and a down payment on a house. Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad. For shit on the chest, I would take that exactly. Yeah. So there you go. All
right. Anything for you for $100,000? Anything you got in mind?
Would you get both your ACLs torn for $100,000? Like tear both your ACLs
at the same time
for $100,000.
At the same time for $100,000. Oh my god. That's horrible.
Cuz you have to think that's got to be like
I'm in a wheelchair. Way bigger recovery time.
Yeah. Recovery is not normal cuz like
you have to learn to walk on both feet again. But that's kind of like the same reasoning as your prison. Cuz don't you think the recovery will be like close to a year?
It'll be longer than a year, I think. Like, fully 100%.
How about one ACL, dude? Two ACLs, I think, is ridiculous.
One ACL for 100 grand. One ACL is like
6 months, right?
I would do one ACL for 100 grand.
I would not tear both ACLs.
Yeah, I wouldn't either for 100. I wouldn't either for 100. That's mine.
I don't know.
It is 100.
The
whole
car and the down payment thing really got me thinking now. You can get a $40,000 car and a down payment on a $600,000 home, or a $50,000 and $500,000. Like, that's a lot of options. Yeah,
you could put, and you could also, if 100 grand, you could also put 20% down on a home, on a $500,000 home. 20% down on a $500,000 home, to put it in perspective. You know?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Both ACLs.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either.
No.
All right.
Too much risk.
All right, you go through.
So, I would have my sex tape released.
Okay. With your face out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I highly doubt it'll go viral.
I'll make sure of that.
You what? You're such a fucking asshole.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I wouldn't.
I would definitely run into church and scream Allahu Akbar and throw a bag.
Okay.
100% I would do that. I would not rock the old head of Vishwa. You're a fucking cock for that. And now that I think about it, no, I would not live in prison for a year. Cause
yeah. Exactly.
Salary. I would also let somebody shit on my chest for 100 grand.
That's the number,
that's
right?
That's the number.
All right, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you found out what it would take for Paul to and myself to get their chest shits on. So, Paul, you had
200 grand, you have 300 grand.
There you go. Caruso back in the lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really just who got the most on the most.
Go fuck yourself, how about that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We've reached the final stage. Perfect timing almost.
Yeah.
For $1 million. Now, it gets wicked.
Because this is like, this is life-changing money now. This isn't even like, oh, now I could advance my life. This is like, all right, you have $1 million, right?
Million. Let's cash.
Hear. Yep.
No okay. Tax, nothing. Straight cash.
Let's hear it.
Would you shoot a random person and kill them? No strings attached.
Nope.
You wouldn't go to jail?
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
You shoot them right in the fucking head.
Wouldn't do it. Morally, I just wouldn't do it. No. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that for unlimited money.
Even if they were a criminal.
Yep, I wouldn't do it.
Even a hardened criminal.
Well, no, all right.
Like a serial killer.
Well, if I'm doing it like a serial killer, or if I'm doing it to like protect like people, then yeah. But it's going to be no because I'm not shooting just a random person for $1 million. I wouldn't do it. I told you, I wouldn't do it for any amount.
All right, you don't have just any pets, right? You have fish.
Yeah, I have fish.
All right, envision that you have a family pet. Been around for long time. Would you crack that pet in the head with a baseball
bat? Yes, without a doubt. You kidding me? We could get another bastard. That's fucked up. No, that's wait. I would do it for $1 million.
$1 million cash.
For $1 million, yeah. We we put like
no 50, animal cruelty charges either.
Yeah, we'll put $50,000 towards fixing his skull. That's it. Or he's done. He's out.
You're cracking him.
Oh, like he's done.
He's done. This okay, is yeah. Full swing straight to the head with a yeah, so metal. You're basically saying with a Summit. Metal baseball bat. So
you're
bat.
Saying you for like
for me
you,
it would be Summit exactly.
Yeah, I think I would do it for $1 million. Yeah. All
right.
That's really fucked up. Yeah, I think I would for $1 million.
Would you? Fuck your mother.
No. Again, no monetary value on that. There's nothing on that for me.
All right. I'm very interested in this one. For $1 million, would you work as a prostitute for 1 week? You gotta stroll the streets. Let's just say you're in the red light district, Amsterdam. And you gotta, if people come up to you and they're looking for sex, guy, girl, you gotta do it for 1 week.
No. I wouldn't. I can't do it. No.
I'll cut this out. Why? Why?
I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it.
Why? Why?
I just wouldn't. It's just against, like.
But you're nodding your head. Yes.
No, I wouldn't.
I'll cut this out. Talk to me.
This is all a setup here. No, I wouldn't do it. I'm not nodding my head.
So now you want to do this?
One. No, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. I'm not cutting that out then. You're all gonna hear that.
All right, and I'm gonna speak up. But cut that part out. Cut that part out.
Okay, but just then tell me, why are you shaking your head yes?
No, the only reason why I would say, okay. I wouldn't take, like if it works, I would have to do whatever the request is. Like for $1 million.
You're a prostitute.
Yes, yeah, so you just, I wouldn't, I don't think I
but
would.
But they don't know that. They just think you're regular. Like you can stick within some bars, like. It's not say you could do any request or else they'll say shove a fucking 12-inch dildo up your asshole. Like, no, like, you would just have to perform sexual activities with this person until they nut. And then it's over.
Yeah, I just wouldn't perform, like, gay sex. I would,
like,
be
completely. I'm not saying you have to get hard because you probably wouldn't be able to, but if they want to fuck you in the ass, then.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it for $1 million. I swear.
Not even, what about for like one day?
No. I just wouldn't do, like.
You get dick down one time.
That's why, no, that's also like, no, I wouldn't do it. Like, I actually, I don't think, yeah, I swear to God I would, I don't even know if I, like, again, like, I wouldn't put a dollar amount. I swear, as fucked up as that isn't, you're not comfortable. No, I'm not taking shit in my ass. Even, like, my own fucking, like, girlfriend's fingers. I would never take my ass. My own fucking fingers either. I won't put in my fucking ass. Well, actually,
that I could put,
like, maybe, even though they say that it's good.
What about when you have to get a fucking prostate exam?
I'll deal with that bridge when I cross it.
You got another 20 years until that.
Yeah,
happens.
Exactly.
All right. Last question. Would you...
Yeah, wait, going back to the prostitute thing. You're not getting many girls paying for sex because they're, it's going to be guys.
It's going to be all
so
men.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Final question. Would you let somebody shit on your face right between the eyes? Big show shit. You said shit on the chest for $100,000, so I had to step it up for $1 million. I wasn't prepared for this. I thought you were going nose all the way through. So I switched it up at the end. Up the stakes. Right between the eyes. Big show shit. And he just had Taco Bell. Extra beefy bean burrito.
Okay, between the eyes, right here. Like, yeah. Just like a fucking fat...
Cash. $1 million.
Yeah. $1 million. I'll get paid $1 million. That's life changing, you know. Although.
Might be a little wet.
That's what I was going to say.
Might be a little splashy. Might get a little bit on your lips. Might get a little.
I feel like you got to do lips. It right for $1 million. For $1 million, that
have to.
You gotta take it.
Have to.
Yeah, you gotta take it. Yeah, $1 million. Yeah.
I'm shooting somebody.
Yeah.
I'm cracking some. I'm sorry, girlie. I'm sorry, But I'm cracking her, bro. It's good night.
I mean, she's on the way out.
She's on the way out. I fucking paid her for a few more years after I got her some cancer surgery. I deserve $1 million. Crack. Good night. I would not fuck my mother. I would not work as a prostitute for a week. I would let somebody shit on my face. Paul here with $2 million.
You with
Caruso three. Caruso with three. The overall victor is myself. However, let's add it up. Three, for in reality, it's how many would you do? So 16 for me. 16 total yeses. And 11 total yeses for Paul. More perspective. And that's it.
I got a million.
You got a million? You got a million?
I think I got $1 million question.
Let's hear it.
Would you, for $1 million, for the next year, or no, for the rest of your life, you can't get married, one. Oh, no. I got one. No, this is it.
Instantly no.
$1 million, you can't have kids.
No.
You wouldn't take it?
No.
All right, $1 million, you can't get married.
No. Okay. Not even close. It'd have to be $10 million for not marrying and $100 million for no kids.
I think for me, the no kids has no value. That's one of my biggest fears. Like, if I'm gonna die early, I want to die with a legacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I don't want to die before I have kids. Like, that's, like, my biggest fear, dying before I have kids. If I have kids, then my legacy lives on, you're good. You know?
But it has to be a boy.
I'm convinced in my head that I'm going to have a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because you're cursed.
Yeah.
Regardless, it is now time to go.
From the deep.
He was a guest before you heard of him. Shout out Mehdi Ben Hamed. Follow him on Instagram at Medster_lifts.
He asked, would you fuck a prostitute for $100,000?
No.
That's a joke.
Ha ha ha.
No, let's go.
Mehdi says, I must listen to find out why Russo got on so many caps. This was obviously in reference to our last episode regarding majority porn. The cat comes from a few different sources. A, we capped about the episode. We said we were going to talk about video games.
Yeah.
And then the entire second half was about porn. Yeah. So the whole episode, in a way, was cap. But I also think that a lot of the arguments that we were making, like, how do I put this? It's not that we were capping, but there was just a lot of cap involved. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go listen to the episode.
Yeah, I have no comment to make on that, but
yeah. That's it!
A lot of cap.
Time to go home.
Ladies, we'll see you next week.
We'll fucking see you next week! Hey, hey, hey.